Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Scientists are trying to find ways to protect and restore oyster populations. We're seeing the same problems across the country. Oyster populations are at historic lows because of habitat loss, overfishing, and nutrient pollution. But a new program in North Carolina is looking to restore 500 acres of oyster sanctuaries in Pamlico Sound, the largest lagoon on the East Coast. And as WUNC's Sophie Mallinson reports, the program's goals extend beyond the water's edge.
On a cloudless, sunny day, a group boards a 21-foot boat and sets out on Pamlico Sound to check on a handful of human-made oyster reefs.
Why don't we tie into the buoy?
At each stop, North Carolina State University grad students Rebecca Ruiz and Michaela Carrier measure water quality. Meanwhile, researchers John Brooks and Melissa LaCrosse suit up for their dive into the shallow, turbid water. At one point, Brooks breaks through, holding a muddy collection of concrete-looking material.
Now, these are mussels up top, but below are these large oysters. And these are large adults.
North Carolina's oyster population has declined by about 90% since the 1900s. To combat the loss of these natural water filters and their vibrant habitats, the North Carolina Coastal Federation has been establishing oyster sanctuaries. Last August, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration awarded more than $14 million to aid these efforts. But establishing new reefs isn't enough. Marine biologists have to make sure the oyster restoration efforts are actually working. That's where graduate student Rebecca Ruiz comes in.
I just wiped off oyster slime off of my the inside of my hand.
She's part of a new NC State program the NOAA grant is also funding. This summer, she'll start conducting research to monitor the health and biological footprint of oyster reefs. But today, she's collecting reef instruments she'll reuse in the summer.
You can pull it all the way out the boat. Just be careful.
The divers hand Ruiz and Carrier muddy tools that monitor the health of these oyster reefs.
Check out those barnacles.
Ruiz scrapes barnacles off a hydrophone. The 5-inch cylindrical tool records acoustic data to help determine if new oyster reefs are successful in promoting biodiversity, like this.
So what you're hearing are snapping shrimp. And then that thumping you heard in the background is probably a type of cyanid fish, like a drum or a croaker.
Dave Eggleston is director of NC State's Center for Marine Sciences and Technology. The center is leading the new oyster project at NC State. Eggleston says the program will fund 4 graduate students for 3 years, plus 3 undergraduate students each summer. While these students will monitor the ecological performance of restored reefs, Eggleston says the program has another goal for his profession.
It's not very diverse, and I think that what we see in general is the more diverse the population, quite often, the better the ideas. So that's what's driving this.
Marine science is an overwhelmingly white field. The U.S. Department of Education shows, for the past decade, that white students earn about 70% or more of the marine biology and oceanography degrees than students of color. The new program aims to address that by specifically recruiting students from underrepresented communities.
The idea is to, instead of just recruiting one underrepresented student, kind of working solo, we're recruiting this sort of cluster hire of graduate students that are underrepresented to represent a cohort that can not only work together, but also these graduate students become mentors of the undergraduate students.
2 graduate students have been recruited so far, including Rebecca Ruiz. Ruiz, who's Puerto Rican, says she was interested in the marine sciences from a young age, but in high school, she began having doubts about going into the field.
Seeing that the people who already had their boat experience, all their fishing experience, was through their childhood, with it being a very dominant thing in white culture to do, I felt like I was behind already because I didn't grow up with learning how to ride a boat or knowing the basic species that are present in the Gulf, et cetera, et cetera.
Ruiz says that familiarity is often taken as competency, but Ruiz says her tenacity led her to work her way into coveted programs like the one at NC State. And she says it's reassuring knowing inclusion-based programs exist.
It feels very encouraging and relieving to know that there are programs out there that are specifically searching for you and that you are not only welcome, but considered capable.
After a morning of measurement taking and barnacle scraping, the team cranks the boat back on its trailer and packs up. As they do, Ruiz says she's excited to train and eventually helm her own research excursions. For Here and Now, I'm Sophie Mallinson.